A&M from Fayetteville is brought to you by Riverside Subaru, Arkansas One Call and R Cups, Blackman Auctions, First Arkansas Bank and Trust, and Arkansas Heart Hospital. Gotta catch my
bus. All right, we're just about out of time. Oh, thank goodness for Rebecca Black getting us into the weekend. Coming up next, Overtime, live from right here at Jose's on Dixon. We want to thank everybody here for having us. Matt, great job back in the studio. The Matty T Minute is getting reaction from international sources. So, obviously, a huge hit this week, as usual. Tomorrow, again, our pregame party begins early. High noon. It's going to feel early because I'm imagining that I'm going to be dragged out all over town by a couple of knuckleheads tonight. Yes, like you. Okay, so final segment is Zone Rewind, shall we?
It sure is.
Dude, let's do it, buddy.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
We need to get Matt Jones over here. Let's get into our Zone Rewind, and we're going to have to pair this back. The entire Houston Nut interview from earlier in the week is on the audio gallery on 1037thebuzz.com.
It's easier to go to the blog that says Houston Nut live from the LRTDC, and then it's all linked to it.
Cut out the middleman, my man.
Oh, I just want to make it easier for the listeners.
Told a couple of stories from the podium. You can hear those, I guess, online. But here's Houston talking about a couple of very exciting players, one current, one former. Johnny Manziel, Matt Jones.
I'll take Johnny Manziel. He's fun to watch. You know, I love Clint Sterner, Mike Cherry. They were great quarterbacks for me. They played the traditional play action, hand it off, drop back, hit your fifth step, and they could throw it on a line. I love Matt Jones. Matt Jones was doing read option way before a lot of people. Matt Jones could overcome coaching. And what I mean by that, if the left tackle missed his block, that's okay, because he could escape, he could extend the play, and he could throw the ball from different launching points. And he could run 76 yards, you know, in 4.3 seconds. I mean, this guy's phenomenal. So I love them all. But today's world, give me a guy that can extend plays because they're so fast. I think Matt will tell you, the speed of the game off the edges, the more I watch football, you see Oregon, you see up-tempo, you see these guys. I tell you what, you got to have a guy that can help you.
Yep, no doubt about it. Speaking of fast and things you got to avoid, Drew Baker was in. Drew Baker is a friend of mine who harvested the largest alligator in Arkansas history recently, and he came in to talk to us about the experience. It was an interesting one.
There's three of us.
Okay.
I had two helpers, and one guy running the motor, one guy holding the light, and me on the stick. And but it took about 40 minutes to wear him down. But what I was saying about where I hit him, so far back on his body, if you think about it, it left his whole upper body and his head out of control, and it stayed down most of the time. I couldn't, you know, the idea is once you get him, then you shoot him to get him to sit still and get him in. But he had his head down the whole time. I don't tell you to talk about power. We wore him down at one point, and his tail kind of came up. We hit him up, and you could see from where I was, the attachment point to the rest of his tail, kind of at the top of the water. And then he got like a surge of energy, and he just went, shoo! I mean, his tail just like whipped, and he was just gone, and he's pulling the boat. And it's kind of like a fish that would fight, you know. And then,
did you connect the harpoon to something, or were you just holding on to it?
We're just holding the rope.
That's what I was saying. Why isn't his hands bleeding?
Yeah. No, I had gloves on. Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, I'm out on that. No interest. I'm glad Drew got him because I didn't want anything to do with that. Emotional week. We had some teams lock up postseason appearances, including the Detroit Tigers. An emotional experience for Jim Leland, the manager. And what a likable fellow this Jim Leland is. Here he is talking to the fans of the Tigers.
And I want to say thank you to our fans. I'm so proud of you, what you've done for our ball club and what you've done for me since I've been here. I just hope that you feel like you're getting your money's worth. Because we try to entertain you. You keep coming out. I can't tell you what you mean to us. It's like a sixth man.
It's good stuff. On the other end of the spectrum, Matt, we had a very intense caller. He does not like Johnny Manziel. He made it clear to us yesterday in his phone call.
How you doing today?
Hey, buddy.
I hear, listen on radio, everybody saying we're not going to be able to beat A&M, and we can beat them.
How's that?
And keep that little weasel off the field.
Wow.
Don't let him get on the field.
How do you do that?
You get first down, you hit them. You don't hit them with the top of your head. You don't. You hit them with your shoulder. That way you won't get penalized. That way you won't get hurt. You won't get threw out of game. That's the way we play football. That's the way you play football. You don't go in with your head.
Head up tackle, 1950, that's right.
1952, Hot Springs said we have an easy one this week in Fort Eyes. Mm-hmm. It didn't say that the next day on the newspaper.
No. What happened?
We beat them 33-0.
Did you hit anybody with your head first?
It's about football. That's just exactly what it's about. And I don't call in that much. My cousin told me to say this on the phone, but we can beat A&M. I don't know all the people saying why we can't. That's crazy. Why we play the game?
You can't argue with any logic like that. Can we end on the Eric Berry clip, Matt? Do we have time?
Absolutely.
Eric Berry, the Kansas City Chiefs safety, not afraid of quarterbacks or receivers. The man, though, is deathly afraid of horses. Overtime is coming up next. Matt Jones from Jose's here on Dixon. Trey Shep back in the studio. And we'll be back tomorrow. Join us at high noon here at Jose's. Here is a little Eric Berry crazy stuff from NFL Films. We wrap up the week. Matt, great job.
After every touchdown, War Paint takes a victory lap around the stadium. Few knew there was a problem until midway through the 2012 season.
Oh, hell no, they go that horse. I don't f*** with that horse. Huh? The horse. I gotta wait till they got to the horse pad. I don't mess with horses, bro. Might come over here and throw a tantrum.
Stay inside the box, stay inside the box.
Oh. Hold up, coach, that horse out there. The horse. She need to go ahead with that horse now. I don't fool with no horses, boy. Hell no.
I seen her the first game.
I ain't worried about the chick. I'm worried about the horse.
It's called equinophobia, the fear of horses.
Equina what?
Twilight stars Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson share this fear. Then again, they don't share a stadium with a horse.
Every time we go out, he's always watching for the horse, making sure the horse didn't look at him or do something crazy.
I'm trying to watch them. They sneaky.
As long as it's like 10, 15 people between me and the horse, I'm good. Everybody is born with a choice, and I'm making the choice not to deal with the horse. Yeah, 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 yeah.